Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with eminent economists at Niti Aayog in New Delhi yesterday to elicit their views and suggestions ahead of the Union Budget 2024-25. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog Suman Berry, Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra, and leading economists and experts attended the meeting. The budget session of Parliament will begin on the 22nd of this month, and on the 23rd of July, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. During the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament last month, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. The Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, has decided to reserve 10% vacancies for recruitment in CAPFs and Assam Rifles for Agniveers completing 4 years under the Agnipath scheme. In a series of tweets, the Home Minister's office said that the MHA also decided to give 3 years age relaxation beyond the prescribed upper age limit to Agniveers for recruitment in CAPFs and Assam Rifles. Further, for the first batch of Agniveer, the age relaxation will be for 5 years beyond the prescribed upper age limit. CISF Director General Nina Singh yesterday said the Home Ministry has taken a big step of recruiting ex-Agniveers in Central Armed Police Forces. Talking to media, she said, CISF has also made all arrangements in this regard. Border Security Force Director General Nitin Agarwal also said that all forces will benefit from the recruitment of ex-Agniveers and they will get age relaxations as well as 10% reservations. The Supreme Court has adjourned the hearing of NEET UG 2024 case to the 18th of this month. A bench led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud granted the adjournment to enable parties to file their responses to the affidavits filed by the Centre and the National Testing Agency. The Apex Court was scheduled to hear a series of petitions yesterday concerning the NEET UG 2024 medical entrance exam. These include pleas alleging irregularities and malpractices during the 5th May test and seeking a fresh examination. Meanwhile, a group of students met Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan over the NEET UG examination in New Delhi. The students shared their experiences about the exam and challenges faced by them. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla yesterday said India is a proactive partner furthering BRICS agenda of inclusive growth and sustainable development. The Lok Sabha Speaker is leading the Indian delegation to the 10th BRICS Parliamentary Forum in St. Petersburg, Russia. Addressing the first plenary session, Birla informed that around 65 crore voters exercised their franchise in the recently concluded Lok Sabha elections. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda emphasized that both the centre and states need to collectively work to ensure proper family planning and to execute schemes and initiatives properly, especially in high-burden states, districts and blocks. The minister added that there is a need to maintain a low total fertility rate, TFR, in the states that have already achieved it and work towards achieving it in other states. Health Minister Nadda also unveiled a multi-purpose family planning display model, SUGAM, designed to be used by family planning service providers to generate necessary awareness about family planning. He also launched the newly developed radio spots and jingles aimed at creating awareness about family planning and increasing uptake of family planning commodities were also launched. The Union Minister chaired a virtual discussion on issues of family planning and population control with states and union territories on the occasion of World Population Day in New Delhi yesterday. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall over northeast India during the next 2 days. The Met Department said moderate rainfall is very likely over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim, Bihar and northeast India during the next 5 days. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.